Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mojo in the Morning Show. I just ran to the snack closet where, you know, Chelsea has all the snacks for, like, Luke and stuff. And I couldn't help myself. I had to grab a bunch of Rice Krispie treats. So I just ate those just a couple minutes ago. So I was just finishing my last one. I told you guys earlier this morning, if I did this thing from home, you know, and this was like a permanent thing, I would literally be 1,000 pounds. I would be eating my face off.
Well, I've been doing that through the whole pandemic. I didn't need any heart surgery, unfortunately.
But working from home though is worse, isn't it? Though you have all your junky food and stuff like that.
Yeah, when I had to work from home like you did, it was way too convenient when you can see the kitchen from the microphone. You just got up for no reason.
Right. That's right. Yours was even closer than mine because your little office there
is off the kitchen.
Reach out your. You could actually take your arm. If you had longer arms, you could reach right out and actually grab what you needed and come right back in.
And because I could smell the coffee brewing, I was literally drinking 5 or 6 cups of coffee every day. My heart was racing by the end of the show.
Yeah. It's oh man, this is actually I'm shooting for Monday. So that's my goal.
You know what you should why don't you set up that microphone on the handlebars of your Peloton? And then, you know, you could pedal while you show.
Now, why would I do that?
I'm talking to myself. Why don't you do that, Spike?
Yeah. I mean, come on. That would be asinine. That would make no sense.
Remember when you bought that little pedal thing? You were going to pedal during the show?
I still have it. I have it in the office. I thought about it.
In the box.
Yeah, it's propping up our vodka collection.
Typical fat guy.
Do you know the story about how I found that? Jen Suwala, who runs, you know, the Ryan Seacrest production stuff, says that Ryan has that. And so Ryan uses that during his radio show when he does the Kiss FM in LA show. And I mean, it's no wonder that the guy looks the way that he does. Did I tell you guys, by the way, I don't think I shared with you guys at all about Ryan calling me.
No,
you guys know that story?
You posted a really nice audio clip that he sent. He was at, he actually did it on his show. He did a little on his syndicated weekly show. He actually shouted you out and talked about a phone conversation you guys had. And I meant to ask you about that he actually called you.
I actually have, hold on a second here, because Chelsea, I guess, knew that he was calling because he had called Jen and said, hey, do you think that, you know, do you think that Mojo would mind if I gave him a call? And so Jen's like, no. So Chelsea got a text from Jen saying, hey, you know, Ryan wants to know if he can check in with Mojo. He is the sweetest guy ever. And I will say this to you. Anybody that rips on Ryan Seacrest or makes fun of Ryan Seacrest or anything like that, I will fight you. Because that guy, like, he cares about you. Like, it's really crazy. I think I have to dump something. This might be a swear word, so if it does air, then Katie.
I got
but
my
hold
finger
on a second.
On
here's
the
here's, here, here's the here's the call coming in right here.
Hello,
Mojo.
You know what?
It's Seacrest. How are you, buddy?
I actually knew this had to be somebody big because my wife has kept me from my phone for the.
So dump it.
All right. I dumped it.
Mojo, you made it 3 seconds.
Yeah. Mojo,
3 seconds before you swore at Seacrest.
No,
he's so wholesome.
Yeah.
Why would you curse at him?
He's an American treasure. Have you ever heard him need that lazy language to communicate?
The lazy language.
You guys know
language.
That we talk. Do you know that we talked for 35 minutes?
Wow.
30. And listen.
Wow. And Megan wouldn't return your call. Can you believe that?
I was going to say, we should send Ryan Seacrest a gift.
Yeah. You know, for those people that sit there and go, oh, well, you know, you had 35 minutes. I mean, come on, friends talk to Ryan's, you know, I would consider him us friendly. All of us are very friendly with Ryan. But Ryan is not, the guy's got bigger people to hang out with. You know what I mean? Like the guy's, you know, the guy's like, if you Google the wealthiest people in entertainment, Ryan Seacrest is right up there. Why the hell would he want to, you know, talk to me? But he was, you know what he was taken by? He has become very close to my son, Joe, because he did a little bet with Joe on their radio show, on the Joe show. And he's taken by the fact that, you know, being a dad and all this stuff. And I think he was really got emotional when he had heard about, you know, me making the tapes and stuff for the kids. Mm-hmm. And so he really was concerned about me. It honestly made me feel really good. So it was kind of nice. How about you, Megan?
What, talking to you? Is it nice? No. But are we just complimenting Ryan Seacrest? Can I say something really fast? Because sometimes I feel like,
sure,
especially from me, I'm very aware of the fact that I give my negative opinions on celebrities a lot. But Ryan Seacrest really is one of the nicest people. I've met him on a handful of occasions, and kind of like you said, Mojo, I just assume, like, the guy's super busy. And he'll really, like, pay attention and be so kind every single time.
He does. He really does.
He's so, like, it's nice. Crazy.
He'll take the time and make everybody feel special no matter who he's meeting. We've watched it. Yeah. When he came in town to visit American Idol auditions, we watched it at the iHeartRadio Music Fest. We watched just random restaurant moments where he's not on as Ryan Seacrest, but people recognize him.
Yeah, I mean, he gives a crap. And that's the reason why he's a success.
To AC40.
As he is.
Ryan Seacrest.
All right, we're putting the countdown on pause to play this one for Carrie in Taylor, Michigan. By the way, Taylor, listening to us on Channel 955. Mojo in the morning. A legend there in the area. And in case you didn't know, Mojo had open heart surgery a couple weeks ago. I mean, this is known to his fans and listeners. I spoke to him, actually, the other day on the phone, and he says it went better than expected, and he's feeling great, and he's recovering.
And he said, F this and F that, and swore.
And he really misses. I asked him, you know, getting up every day, and he's doing that morning show. You got to get up early. Are you enjoying not having to get up so early? And he said, look, I just miss my friends, my listeners. I miss that connection. So he'll be back on the air soon. Right now, Carrie, your song, Memories, Maroon 5.
Here's to the ones that we got.
That's so nice.
He even posts the song.
And you realize, nice, while you talk to him for 35 minutes, that's 7 jobs Ryan couldn't do because, you know, he has 12 jobs.
I was going to say, at some point, he's probably going to take mine, but he's so nice that, like, I'm like, okay, yeah.
All I can think is how many millions of dollars he missed out on while talking to you.
Oh, my God. All I kept thinking about the entire time that I was on the phone with him was I honestly forgot who I was talking to. Part of it was pain medication. But also, he was asking me questions. Like, he was asking me, like, real pertinent questions. And can I say something to you guys that I don't know if this is going to be giving up the gooch a little bit too much? But
the gooch.
He asked me how the hospital was that I was in. And I said I was at U of M. I was at, University of Michigan Hospital. And he said, I've heard nothing but great things about them. And then he went on to say, hey, if there's anything I can ever do for you, let me know. And I said to him, would you consider putting one of your Ryan Seacrest studios, you know, the studios he does for the children's, for the kids and the children's, you know, centers. He does them in children's hospitals around the country. And then he does, you know, has celebrities come and do shows like Bieber and stuff like that. They'll come in and go visit the kids. And I asked him, I said, if you put one in Detroit, will you put it at U of M? And he said to me, he goes, you know what? That'd be awesome.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
actually has been, so he's been kind of semi-following through. So I hope that he does it. I hope he does it at the Mott Children's Hospital, because
yeah,
that'd be really nice. It'd be a nice little, you know, thank you and stuff like that.
And
so.
we've all been over there. Cool. I mean, Shannon and Mojo and myself have gone over to visit kids, and we'll play video games and stuff. They have such a great system set up there, but they could always use more distractions for kids who literally will live a year of their life in that hospital, and mm-hmm. their families too, camped out and sleeping there while their kids are going through some really tough times.
Now, that's a really nice ask, Mojo. I think that's incredibly kind of you. But you could ask Ryan Seacrest for anything, and you didn't ask for a show about us on E! I'm so offended right now.
I know.
He's the guy to make that happen.
Megan's calling.
We're crazy entertaining because we are crazy.
That's the thing. People forget, don't they? Forget that that he was the one that put Keeping Up with the Kardashians together. That's where his money came from, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know, making a ton of money on that.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.